Councilman Carlton Souls, who has raised many questions regarding the city's proposed non-discrimination ordinance, has another question. Why didn't the city broadcast last week's B session on the city's public access channel? It was last Wednesday when council members heard a presentation from City Attorney Michael Bernard. They had the chance to discuss the final draft of the proposal, which would add protections for gender identity, sexual orientation, and veteran status to the city code. On his website, carltonsouls.org, the councilman released a series of video clips from the meeting that he had recorded, broken down by topic and by council member who asked questions. That's Councilwoman Ivy Taylor, who has said she has concerns about the ordinance. The meeting was recorded by a volunteer of the councilman's office because, as Souls wrote on his website, it should have been made available for the public. He says it doesn't make sense to not allow as many people as possible to see the presentation.
From a citizen standpoint, it's very important, and because of that, regardless of what side of the issue you're on, transparency is paramount. We've only had one meeting. We're only going to have one meeting where we actually debate this and discuss it.
A city spokesperson told TPR the city has never aired B session. That was the response given again when asked if the city considered airing last week's meeting, since it was held in the main council chambers and not the smaller room in the municipal plaza building as it is usually. The main chamber is equipped with cameras and broadcasting equipment and airs the council's A session on Thursday mornings. Those meetings are archived on the city's website. At City Hall, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.